Day 32. Suffering. Jesus, the one who lays down his life. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 10. Just after Jesus reveals to his disciples that he is the good shepherd, he proclaims, "This is why the Father loves me. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down." The good shepherd is not intimidated by suffering or hard things. He is not deterred by the dark valley. He is not discouraged in the face of the world's persecution or resistance. In the face of persecution and tremendous rejection of his identity and mission, Jesus shows a profound self-possession which allows him to make radical choices of fidelity to his Father, even when it was hard. When things got difficult, the Father did not have to drag Jesus along the path to salvation unwillingly. Because Jesus lives in deep trust of his Father's love for him, he can freely and willingly lay down his life for his sheep. Sons are free to do hard things because they know who their Father is. In this security, they know that nothing, absolutely nothing, can take them out of his hands. This allowed the Son of God to face suffering with the courage that overcomes any fear. Mary, the one who trusts through suffering. The Holy Spirit will come. This is the promise made to Mary when she wrestles with the proclamation of the angel that she would become the mother of God's Son. These glorious words will become the refrain of all of Mary's life, no matter what is to come. The Holy Spirit will come. During the anxiety of the flight into Egypt, the Holy Spirit will come. During the wedding feast at Cana, the Holy Spirit will come. When the scribes and Pharisees rise up and resist the teaching of Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come. During the long road of his passion and death, standing next to the cross, the Holy Spirit will come. In the face of the closed tomb that held the dead body of her son, the Holy Spirit will come. Suffering, struggle, and persecution are a part of the human condition and every human story. Jesus and Mary were not immune to this human reality. In the midst of their suffering, they chose to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit that ushered in the kingdom of heaven. Saint Juan Diego and us. Do not be afraid of the struggle. This word, struggle, is almost like an anthem in our Franciscan way of life. A dear spiritual father to our fraternity would often remark that the brothers would say, "I'm struggling." His response, full of wisdom, was simple. But is it the right struggle? Our life will always have struggles and even persecutions. We must be clear, however, that these crosses are a part of the gospel way of life. We see this exemplified in Bishop Juan de Zumárraga, who experienced persecution by his own people. The Spanish tried to assassinate him because he was protecting the native peoples. Writing to Charles V, Bishop Zumárraga informed him of the great sufferings of the people and of himself, and told the king that, "If God does not provide a remedy of his own hand, this land is about to be lost completely." Imagine what Bishop Zumárraga may have been feeling as he heard Juan Diego's account of the appearance of Our Lady. Was this the remedy that the Lord was providing? Could God have heard his own prayers for the suffering people under his care? Prudently, he made sure to test the apparition and asked Juan Diego for a sign, but when he received the sign of the tilma, he knelt down in awe, weeping. It is easy to overlook the bishop in the story, But Our Lady of Guadalupe came as a response to the suffering he and all the people had patiently endured. Persevere, then, brother, in trust and confidence amidst suffering, and you too can experience living in the promises of God's kingdom. Call to action. If we live in the truth that we are beloved sons of the Father, called to embrace the actions and attitudes of the heart of Jesus as the path to restored sonship, then every part of our lives has to reflect this reality. I realize this is a huge calling, but Jesus truly gives us the grace every day to live the Beatitudes and engage the battle to face the world as he did. Here are two call-to-action steps that will hold us accountable on our daily journey, focusing on prayer and service. Number one, prayer life and the sacramental life. Focus on one of the Beatitudes, which is particularly challenging for you, and say a decade of the Rosary. Ask Our Lady in a particular way to transform your heart into the heart of her Son in light of the Beatitudes. Number two, service. We are called to be peacemakers. Is there a relationship in your life that needs to be restored to peace? Take concrete steps this week to restore a relationship in your family, among your friends, or in your workplace. Prayer. O Jesus, we adore you, we love you, and we thank you for the gift of your presence. You are the beloved Son of the Father, who endured persecution even unto death to save us. Help us to face persecution for your name's sake. We ask you now to hear this prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of God and Mother of us, draw us close to your heart. You were a refuge for St. Juan Diego as he faced rejection by others. Fill us with courage and strength to live our mission. Please come and fill us with your love.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Litany of Restoration of Sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our sonship. Jesus, beloved Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, chosen Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, seen and known by the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, safe and secure in the Father's gaze, restore my sonship. Jesus, Redeemer of every man, restore my sonship. Jesus, living in the blessing of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, sent from the Father to save us, restore my sonship. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore in us the gift of prayer. Jesus, a man of deep prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, living in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, restore my prayer. Jesus, the compassionate gaze of the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, always listening and receptive to the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, full of trust and surrender, restore my prayer. Jesus, who consecrated every moment of his life to prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, always pouring out your Holy Spirit on your bride, the Church, restore my prayer. Jesus, always rejoicing in the Father with adoration and gratitude, restore my prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our masculinity. Jesus, source of true masculinity, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, man of holy desire, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most magnanimous and generous, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most chaste, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, meek and pure, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly open and receptive, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly oriented to the Father, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, source of freedom and peace, restore my masculine heart. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our actions and attitudes with the power of the Beatitudes. Jesus, most poor, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the Son who mourns, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the righteous one, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most merciful, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most pure, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Prince of Peace, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Suffering Servant, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our God-given mission. Jesus, overflowing love of the Father, restore my mission. Jesus, the one who calls us to share in his own mission, restore my mission. Jesus, our brother who radically loves his neighbor, restore my mission. Jesus, bridegroom of the church, who lays down his life for his bride, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father's heart, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revealer of divine love and mercy, restore my mission. Jesus, divine healer sent from heaven, restore my mission. Jesus, the beloved Son who comes to bring us home to heaven, restore my mission. We make these prayers for the intercession of our Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.